346 people died because employees were afraid to speak up. After two Boeing 737 MAX planes crashed in 2019, investigators uncovered something more disturbing than mechanical failure. Workers had spotted critical safety concerns but felt powerless to raise them effectively. This wasn't just a Boeing problem. It's a silent epidemic infecting organizations everywhere. While most companies won't face such tragic consequences, they're hemorrhaging innovation, losing talent, and missing opportunities because their people have learned that staying quiet is safer than speaking up. The irony? Leaders genuinely believe they want employee input, yet their teams remain stubbornly silent. This disconnect between intention and reality costs organizations far more than they realize. And closing this gap requires understanding why smart, capable people choose silence over contribution. Why do employees withhold the very ideas that could transform your business? Research reveals five specific barriers creating cultures of safe silence rather than meaningful contribution. First, 67% of employees believe their leaders operate on "this is how we've always done it," while 41% don't think leadership truly values innovation. When people sense you don't want their ideas, they redirect creative energy towards side projects, hobbies, or planning their exit. Second, nearly half report they're simply never asked. No one systematically invites their input beyond hollow open-door policies. Third, 40% lack confidence sharing ideas after being told things like, "I didn't hire you to fix our company." Our brains remember these dismissive moments with painful clarity, creating lasting silence from single negative experiences. Fourth, 45% never received training in problem-solving or critical thinking skills, skills that aren't intuitive but essential for meaningful contribution. Finally, half believe their ideas won't be taken seriously, and 56% worry they won't receive credit. Without feedback showing ideas lead to action, people assume nothing happens and stop trying. What makes this particularly tragic? The withheld ideas aren't trivial. They would primarily improve efficiency, performance, and customer service. In tight labor markets, 55% would seek new jobs if their voices went unheard, making silence not just an innovation problem, but a retention crisis. With AI poised to displace 40, 50% of jobs by 2025, organizations must identify what humans uniquely offer. While AI excels at processing data, humans remain essential for understanding emotional nuances and building relationships. When AI flags 37,000 profanity-using customers, human insight recognizes underlying frustration and creates solutions addressing both technical and psychological needs. With 77% of CEOs struggling to find creativity and innovation, the future belongs to organizations leveraging human courage, creativity, and connection, qualities machines cannot replicate. Building a courageous culture requires mastering the dance between clarity and curiosity. Clarity provides focus and direction. Curiosity involves questioning and exploring. Too much clarity without curiosity leads to stagnation. Too much curiosity without clarity creates inconsistency. When Corinne inherited a struggling sales team, she established clarity about goals, cultivated curiosity by identifying successful approaches, quadrupled sales through testing, returned to clarity with training and updated scorecards, then encouraged customization, transforming her team into national leaders. Leaders unknowingly allow behaviors that crush courage before it emerges. The most damaging? Leaders who publicly shame, blame others, and use intimidation, yet remain employed because they're too valuable to fire. These individuals send devastating messages. Leadership lacks moral courage, employees aren't valued, and abusive behavior is acceptable if it delivers results. When managers respond with, "That's not how we do things here," or "We tried that before," they shut down future innovation. Chronic restructuring creates perpetual uncertainty where employees adopt defensive wait-and-see approaches. Poorly designed incentive systems pit employees against each other, discouraging collaboration. Organizations serious about courageous cultures cannot tolerate harassment or bullying from anyone, regardless of position. Ivan, a regional director, fired a top-performing but toxic manager despite intense pressure to meet quarterly deadlines, demonstrating that courageous leadership sometimes requires uncomfortable personnel decisions, prioritizing long-term cultural health over short-term results. Effective questioning requires being intentional, actively seeking ideas, vulnerable, balancing confidence with humility, and action-focused, demonstrating you'll use feedback. The most powerful approach? Courageous questions that get specific about particular activities rather than generic inquiries. Leaders like Don Yeager ask humbly, "What are our policies that suck?" Then avoid defensive responses. The phrase, "How can we?" combines confidence that solutions exist with humility about not having them all. Creative implementations include team masterminds for collaborative problem solving, crowdsourcing systems routing ideas through supervisors, and open boards where employees build on written ideas. Yet excellent systems mean nothing if teams suffer from safe silence. Leaders must answer three silent questions. Do you really want my input? Is it safe to share critical perspectives? Will you actually do something with what I share? Building courage isn't about slogans. It's about consistently demonstrating through actions that employee voices matter and lead to meaningful change. How leaders respond to ideas matters more than asking for them. Half of employees believe their ideas won't be taken seriously, and 56% worry they won't receive credit. Failures of response, not request. Leaders typically fail three ways. Apathy, dismissing million-dollar savings with "just do the job I hired you to do." Avoidance, burying critical feedback. And dismissing incomplete ideas because they're not elegantly presented. Follow the Red Cross blood donation model. Gratitude, process, and invitation. Thank people for contributing. Share what happened with their idea and relevant timeframes. Invite continued problem solving. When possible, find a yes. Implement even a small part to show you're listening. Even for unusable ideas, start with gratitude, explain what happened, and provide strategic context. When ideas seem nonsensical, approach with curiosity. Like the scout leader who transformed blueberry pancake disaster into Slimers, ask, "Let's see what we have here." These moments may reveal micro-innovations or process gaps worth exploring. Your response to someone's first vulnerable idea determines whether they'll share another, making response patterns more powerful than any inspiring speech about innovation. Building courage requires systems that fuel rather than frustrate your strategy. When Corinne visited two struggling outsourced contact centers, one disguised problems while the other openly discussed challenges. The transparent center thrived. The one hiding issues closed within months. Every system, recruitment, compensation, leadership selection, either supports or sabotages your culture. Look beyond impressive resumes to ensure candidates can execute both clarity and curiosity. Revise compliance-focused job descriptions to include problem-solving competencies. Dispel the "this is how we've always done it" myth on day one by making it clear that speaking up is what people like us do. Showcase employees whose ideas change the game, including failed ideas, to demonstrate that real failure isn't having unsuccessful ideas. It's not contributing at all. Include training in critical thinking and problem solving, as 45% of employees report never receiving such training. Before teaching advanced techniques, ensure managers have fundamental skills, setting clear expectations, holding accountability conversations, celebrating success, and conducting meaningful one-on-ones. Examine your performance appraisal, compensation, and promotion criteria to ensure they reward desired behaviors. In one company, sales compensation required engineering time for older products, directly conflicting with the CEO's mandate for new development. People pay attention to what behaviors get rewarded more than what you say is important. Your infrastructure either makes courage the path of least resistance or creates obstacles only the most persistent will overcome. The paradox of courageous cultures? The more courage exists in your culture, the less courage individuals need. Your first steps may be hardest, but as you find others who believe silence isn't safe and effort matters, you create a path for others to follow. Whether working with silent wounded who need trust rebuilt, silent ponderous members who need processing time, just do what I sayers who need to see how people skills connect to goals, or idea grenadiers who need help focusing creative energy, every personality type contributes meaningfully when leaders adapt their approach. In a world where 346 people died because employees feared speaking up, building courageous cultures isn't just good business, it's a moral imperative. Your next innovation, breakthrough, or crisis averted is already in someone's mind on your team. The only question is whether they'll feel safe enough, valued enough, and equipped enough to share it. The future belongs not to organizations with the smartest leaders, but to those who harness the collective intelligence, creativity, and courage of every person on their team.